Juliette Vries lives between two worlds, in Holland, where she lived the first half of her life, and in her new home, Unalaska.
You know, this is home now. When I go back to Holland and I go visit, it's the place I used to live or the place that I was raised. And it's really strange. In a way, it's somewhat almost like uncomfortable, because you go back and it's, you know, there's still a lot that's very familiar, but there's also a lot that has changed. And so you're kind of like, it's bittersweet.
But she says when she talks with Europeans, she feels a connection and a bit of home that she can't experience here. Her connections to both places influence her version of normal. But Vries doesn't see her normal as normal, so to speak. She says a lesson she learned early in life when visiting her mother in psychiatric hospitals is that normal is relative and you shouldn't judge.
You know, the people that you see there, before I, you know, up close was confronted with it, you know, you think, oh, a person is crazy. Oh, you know, let's stay away from them. You know, they're kind of, you know, it's the unknown. It's the, you know, what's kind of scares you. And I found visiting her there that there were wonderful people, but just people that, you know, got where things were really complicated in their life and where they were starting to have a problem with mental problems with it. And so it opened my eyes as to what is normal.
She says traveling when she was younger and moving to Unalaska showed her that normal varies by culture as well. Though it's normal to be reserved and make formal plans when living in Holland, in Mexico, everyone is much more laid back.
I had learned in Mexico where, you know, I was with people and it was like, oh, come on in, you know, pull up a chair. And even if there was, you know, only this amount of food, everybody would take some of their plate and put it on that other person's plate. And it was like, oh, there's always enough for another person. Whereas it seems in Holland, it is like you plan on having somebody to come over for dinner, because then instead of maybe four potatoes, you have five potatoes.
When she invited her Mexican boyfriend to live with her in Holland, he laughed at the rigidity.
If I wanted to go see my family, I had to call in advance and see if they had time and make appointments. And he was just like, oh, you got to make an appointment with your brother. And he could just not get that. He just would laugh about that. Yeah, people living by their watches.
Vries didn't quite live by her watch as a child in the suburbs of Amsterdam. In the winter, she would skate on the frozen canals, and in the summer, she would swim with her brother every day.
I still remember my brother teaching me swimming. It was like, okay, swim, and he let go of me, and it was like, but he kept caught me out of the water again.
She moved to Unalaska in her early 30s for a simple reason, love.
It wasn't like, oh, what a hunk or anything. I just looked up at his face and thought, oh, he's got such a pleasant face. And we shook hands and I sort of felt like I was coming home.
She says the 15 years since her arrival here have flitted past.
I think what influenced my life is because, you know, my dad died when I was pretty young, and my mom died about 12 or 15 years later. So being with that, it made me aware. It gave me awareness of, you know, maybe how fleeting life can be, how precious it is too.
And how precious life is, no matter what your idea of normal.